I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. You'd think ISIS was the worst that could happen, but for Christians in one Middle Eastern country, that's not necessarily the case. Keep listening for that story. Plus, a partnership between three ministries is bringing an evangelism festival to South Africa. The details in a moment. We'll start today in Iraq, where ISIS was defeated 18 months ago. However, the Nineveh Plain has yet another problem, and that's the local Shiite militia. The militia in this area has taken it upon itself to enforce the rule of the land. Dr. David Curry with Open Doors USA fills us in on how the situation has impact on local Christians.
You have this central government that has never stood up for this minority there for centuries. So whenever there's a problem with ISIS or whatever, it always seems to start in the same area. That's no accident. It's because the central government is either weak or is unable or unwilling to stand up for the Christian minorities. So these militias gain in strength, they want to take over territory, or they become a law unto themselves. So it's continually happened. What we'd like to see is for the Iraqi government to stand up for the Christian minorities.
In an effort to disentangle the militia from Iranian influence, Iraq's prime minister recently issued an executive order, and that order is meant to integrate the militia with Iraq's formal armed forces. How that plays out remains to be seen. One thing for sure, Iraq's believers need strength, boldness, and safety.
I would love to see believers praying for the Iraqi believers because they really are salt and light in a very difficult area.
And today is the last day of the Hajj, a Muslim pilgrimage to Mecca, Saudi Arabia. Over 2 million Muslims converged on the Islamic holy site this year. During the Hajj, Muslims want spiritual revelations, which sometimes happen in dreams and visions. In Western culture, dreams are not as revered as they are in the East. Perry LaHaye with Frontiers USA explains that especially in Muslim context, dreams and visions are highly desired.
Muhammad is said to have had visions when he received the Quran. And so in the tradition of their prophet, they want to have a dream. They want to have a vision. They want to hear from God. So we can pray for Muslims to have dreams and visions of Jesus.
LaHaye tells one story he heard of Yusuf, a former Muslim. See, Yusuf prayed to dream of the prophet Muhammad, and one night he did. But in his dream, Yusuf saw Muhammad kneeling before Jesus on a throne. In another dream, Jesus showed Yusuf a church in his neighborhood and told him to go there.
So he went to the church and he met the pastor there. He told the pastor about the dreams he had had, and the pastor was able to share the good news with him, and Yusuf decided to follow Jesus.
Pray for Muslims finishing the Hajj today to dream of Jesus. And pray also for believers who are secretly reaching Muslims on the Hajj.
They are doing God's work, even as we speak. So pray that these Muslim background believers will win Muslims to Jesus right there in Mecca.
And some people spend August planning for going back to school. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World, though, is planning something a little bit more unusual, an evangelism festival in South Africa.
At these major events, we're expecting to see 30 to 50,000 at each of these. In addition, we have the various dinners and outreaches. So we're looking at possibly distributing over 100,000, perhaps 150,000 copies of Gospel of John, as well as providing New Testaments for the new believers and decision makers at all of these events.
Bibles for the World is partnering with the Louise Palau Association and Africa Enterprise to maximize impact over the course of three major events in Cape Town, South Africa in November. They'll provide scripture in multiple languages so festival goers can read the gospel in their own tongue.
This is going to be pretty spread out, a lot of logistics involved, in addition to the scriptures being provided in three different languages. And so this is one we really are asking for God's people to come alongside and provide his word to the people of Cape Town, South Africa, in this month of November.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf are one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. This month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a special guide to help advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their own unique sign languages. And they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. Look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.